Jesters, Run, 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 1964 for that song, and they had the song written in 63, a little bit slower than after the Beatles, the British invasion in 64. They went in and recorded it and released it in October of 64, and had it sped up a little bit, and I think it was a good hit for them. It went up to number 44 on the pop charts for them, and on their group that came out of Minnesota, and that was on the Soma label, S-O-M-A. Welcome into the BRC Radio Show, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And we've got songs today, mostly in the 50s and 60s. I think we got maybe one or two that's going to hit 70, but I think you'll enjoy these. A lot of these didn't chart, and I do like to play songs that didn't chart. I think there's some good music out there and some fun music. And I just enjoy playing it. So we're going to get started. We got a couple of girl groups in this next set. And then we got one I'm sending out to a good friend of mine, Steve. Got a little song at the end I'm going to play for him, a little bit of Cajun-style music. Hope he enjoys it. And this is getting us started, though, is a group called the Playgirls and a song called Hey Sport.
Cheaper, always showing off for the ladies in your party. has changed my whole life, baby, but I can't help myself. I'd say yes when I should say no. It makes me stay when I know that I should go. But I can't help myself. I can't carry on without him. Darling, your love
Matte. I'm not sure how he pronounces it. Matt? Matte. I'm going to say Matte. Make it sound fancy. That's a song called Parlez-vous Français. A little Cajun style music from 1961 on the Lenore label. And I'm going to send that out to Steve and his wife Camille. Steve listens to Cajun music sometimes, and I told him I'd put one on for him. So, Steve, there's one for you. And I got some more coming later on other shows, too. So, be listening. Let's see. Before that, we had Vicki Williams and a song called Your Love Makes Me Stay When I Know I Should Go. 1969 on the Big Beat label. And Playgirls got us started from 1959 on the RCA label with Hey Sport. All right, let's keep going. We've got, we've got Waylon Jennings and Jesse Coulter coming up, Tracy Day, and then the Coeds. But right now we got Waylon and Jesse doing a song called I Ain't the One.
Tears when you cry. You're looking for someone to turn his back each time you lie. You're looking for someone to walk on and walk by, but I ain't the one.
I ain't the one.
I ain't the one. Sit still, let you be untrue.
I ain't the one who'll go on loving you no matter what you do. I ain't the one.
I ain't the one.
I ain't the one.
I ain't the one.
Just keep looking further down the road.
You might find yourself someone who likes walking alone.
Dum-dee-da-dee-da-dum. Dum-dee-da-dee-da-dum.
That's the Co-Eds, When It's Over. And kind of ending that song with that cha-cha-cha sound. And in fact, the label it was on in 1961 was the Cha-Cha label. So, but good sound by them, by the Co-Eds. I like that song, When It's Over. Tracy Day before that, 1964 on the Amy label. You flip that one over and you've got a song called Gonna Get Along Without You Now. Now, the flip side went up to number 51 on the pop charts. But this one here, Go Away, didn't chart. But I like it a lot better myself, but because so many people did that, Gonna Get Along Without You Now. But Tracy Day, she had a couple other hits, too, along the way, 1964. And Waylon Jennings and Jesse Coulter, 1969. And this was from an LP that they did together with some other folks. Waylon and Jesse were on there, Tom Paul Glazer and Willie Nelson. The LP was Wanted, The Outlaws. And this was a song they did. And, of course, Jesse and Waylon were married for a little while there. 1969 is when this one came out. All right, let's see. We've got Connie and Lee going to get us started. A little duo coming up. Etta James. And then we got Jackie DeShannon with one of her early hits from 61. Well, I mean, not a hit. Early songs, recordings from 1961. So let's go right now. We got Connie and Lee with a song called Maybe You'll Be Mine.
Maybe you will be the one I love. Ooh, you. baby, you will see my love. Oh, you, you were meant for me, my love. Oh, you, maybe you'll be mine. Maybe, 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 maybe. Makes me know my
loving you my whole life through. La 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 la. Baby, I said, oh, honey, oh, when I hear you call my name, yeah. Why, I just couldn't keep up from you what I wouldn't do just to be by you. La 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 la. Baby, baby, honey, when I hear you call my name, when you touch me, you hold me, when I hear you tell me, baby, I love you now, hear you call my name, oh baby.
Baby, when you kiss me. That's Jackie DeShannon from 1961 on the Liberty label, a song that didn't chart. This was her early on when she was writing all kind of songs and had some real good sound back then. I think she was on a label called the Edison label, too. Seemed like it was Edison, but I can't remember exactly. But anyway, and then finally had a few hits along the way, but wrote a lot of songs over the years. See, she also wrote the song Betty Davis Eyes, and a big hit there for some folks along the way, too. So, but Etta James before that, Next Door to the Blues on the Argo label, 1967, went up to number 71 on the pop charts and made it to number 13 on the R&B charts. Etta James, can't do a show sometime without having some good Etta. And before that, Connie and Lee from 1958. Let's see, and that one's Baby You'll Be Mine. Came out first on the Look label, and then the Gone label picked it up and put it out also, but it didn't chart. But anyway, that's what I like to play. A lot of songs that didn't chart sometimes are just fun to listen to and see what other people were doing. All right, we've got, let's see, we've got Bob Lumen and Sue Thompson going to get us started. Two people that had hits on their own as solo artists, but did a couple of things together, too. So I think you're going to like this one coming up. And then the Pearls, a little doo-wop sound today. And then a little garage sound by a group called Best People. Maybe you've heard that somewhere, Best People. But here we go right now, Bob Lumen and Sue Thompson in I Like Your Kind of Love.
Honey, babe. Uh-huh. Honey, babe. Mm-hmm. Honey, babe. I like your kind of love. Yeah. Honey, babe. I like the way that you walk by. I like the way you swing your eye. I like your kind of love.
That's good, baby. That's good.
Every night. I like the way you beg for more. And linger there outside the door. I like your kind of love.
And that's good, baby, that's good.
Well, well, well. Ain't it swell?
Uh-huh.
Can't reveal how I feel. No one else could ever thrill me like you do. You make my every dream come true. I like your kind of love.
And that's good, baby, that's good.
Honey, babe.
Uh-huh.
Mm, honey, babe.
Uh-huh.
Mm, honey, babe. I like your kind of love. Ooh, honey, babe. I like the way you wear your clothes. My love for you just grows and grows. I like your kind of love. Honey, you know I do. When you're near, you don't know what you do to me. And that's the way it ought to be. I like your kind of love. Honey, you know I do. Don't you know I love you so? Can't you see that you're for me? Honey, babe, I like the way you hold my hand to make me know you understand. I like your kind of love. Honey, you know I do. Honey, babe. Honey, babe. Honey, babe.
Honey, babe. Yes, you.
Because of you, I'm my heart's delight. I wanna tease, I squeeze,
I please you, baby. Without you, what would I do?
Do, 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 do.
Yeah. A kiss is just a left fire, my heart. I have the one desire, just to love and be near you, baby.
Love, love so much. Because I love you, love you, love so much.
You.
You.
I wanna kiss, a hug, a hold you tight, because you are my heart's delight. I wanna tease, a squeeze, a please you, babe. Without you, what would I do?
Do, 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 do.
Yeah. I kiss a just like fire, my heart. I have been one desire, like love. And near you, babe, because I
love, love, love so much.
Because I
love, love, love so much. Love it, 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 love it so much.
Sunday afternoon, dreaming on a Sunday afternoon. Got my baby by my side, she's a reason for all of my pride. Now I'm dreaming on a Sunday afternoon. Dreaming on a Sunday it's alright, we're dreaming on a Sunday afternoon. Dreaming on a Sunday afternoon. Dreaming, don't you know that I'm dreaming? Can't you see that I'm dreaming? Can't you tell that I'm dreaming? On a Sunday afternoon.
A group called Best People, Dreaming on a Sunday Afternoon. That good garage sound there on the Kuka label, C-U-C-A, a label that came out of Wisconsin, so I'm pretty sure that's where this band came from. I don't know anything else about them, but definitely had that garage sound in 1968 when this one came out. The Pearls before that, 1956 on the Onyx label, O-N-Y-X. And Let You and I Go Steady. You flip it over, and you get another good sound, Zippity Zippity Zoom. Some Two Good Doo-Wops by the Pearls, 1956. Bob Luman and Sue Thompson before that on the Hickory label, 1963. I Like Your Kind of Love. They both had hits of their own over the years, and enjoyed both of them doing their singing. Of course, Sue Thompson had Sad Movies and Norman, and I always enjoy listening to her stuff. Okay, let's see. We've got Big D Irwin going to get us kicked off, then Kelly Douglas, and then Joe and Ann. So let's do right now Big D Irwin and Darling, Please Take Me Back.
The night before I went away, you asked me if I'd be okay, and I just smiled at you. I thought about how I'd be free to come and go just as I please, no one to answer to. Darling, please take me back. Darling, please take me back. I love you. I pass the place where we first met. My mind won't let me forget. I see you standing there. It's night before I close my eyes. It's morning when I rise. Girl, you're everywhere. Oh, darling, please take me back. Darling, please take me back.
Let him go.
Joe and Ann, Running and Fooling, 1963 on the Hermitage label. You might remember them. They had a hit called G Baby, and a great, great song that was. Also in 1960, and I'm sorry, that one was 1961, probably late 60 on into 1961, and a big hit for them, especially in the Birmingham area, G Baby. But this was Running and Fooling, 1963, Joe and Ann. Before that, Kelly Douglas, also known as Ellie Greenwich, a songwriter up in the New York area, but she used this moniker of Kelly Douglas in 1962 and did a little song on the RCA label called My Mama Don't Like Him. So, I mean, how many of you girls remember that, going out with somebody that mama didn't like? But that was Kelly Douglas, also known as Ellie Greenwich. And before that, getting us started, was D. Irwin, also known as Big D. Irwin. This was on the Signpost label out of 1972, Darling, Please Take Me Back. His biggest charted song, he did a version of Swinging on a Star with Little Eva. They did a little duet together in 1963, I believe it was. Went up to number 38 on the charts for them. But this one was much later in 72. Darling, Please Take Me Back. Big D. Irwin. Okay, let's go. We got our double play coming up this next set. We're going to get it started with a young lady by the name of Merlene Garner. She's going to do a song called It's Over, Casanova. And then we're going to do two by Donnie Elberts. This is some earlier stuff. He did some stuff on into the 60s and 70s, but we're going to do one from a couple from 1957 that he did. And I hope you enjoy those. But right now we got Merlene Garner and It's Over, Casanova.
Tall, dark, and handsome, and you use those things. to hold your hand. What can I say? What can I say to make you understand? Captured me. It's no wonder my heart thunders when you walk by and with your eyes. This must be real. Oh, hear me, Leona. Cause I'm so glad, Leona, please share my. Oh, can't you see what Leona? It was meant to be. What Leona? Please marry me. Oh, so happy, downright slappy. I don't know my head from my feet. Leona, you are so sweet.
Donnie Elbert, our double play of the day today. We ended the set with that one. That's from 1957 on the Deluxe label. And before that, What Can I Do on the Deluxe label also, 1957. And that one charted. It went up to number 61 on the pop charts, number 12 on the R&B charts. So had him a couple of hits there along the way. But 1957 for both those, some early Donnie Elbert. And that's our double play of the day, Leona and What Can I Do. Merlene Garner before that, that song called It's Over Casanova, and I believe it was a mid to late 60s, I don't know exactly on that one, I can't find a lot of information about that particular one, but anyway, Merlene Garner, M-E-R-L-E-N-E, Garner. All right, it's almost time to go, we got one more set, then we'll be out of here. We got Jody Miller going to get us started with a hit she had. She did a lot of cover songs and charted a lot on the country charts. But did some pop charts also. Then the Bobettes are going to do one for us. And then Dale Hawkins off his LP, Oh Susie Q. A little cut off that LP would play for him. So let's go right now. We got Jody Miller and He's So Fine.
He's so fine. Wish he were mine. That good-looking boy over there, the one with the cold black hair. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, but I'm gonna make him mine. He's the envy of all the rest. It's just a matter of time. He's a soft-spoken guy, oh, so sweet, kind of shy. Makes me wonder if I should even give him a try. But then again, he can't try. He can't try away forever. And I'm gonna make him mine if it takes me forever. Oh, he's so fine.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta be mine.
Oh, yeah.
Sooner or later.
Oh, yeah.
Hope it's not later.
Oh, yeah.
We gotta get. Do anything that he asks, anything, make him my own, 'cause he's so fine. Makes me wonder if I should even give him a try.
Never thought I'd miss Yes, but gee, it's heaven to hold you close tonight. Well, I got a funny feeling I never had before when I look into your eyes. It's such a wonderful feeling. I hope that I'm revealing. Ooh, wee baby, I love you. Never thought I'd miss the warmth of your tender kiss. But gee, it's heaven to hold you close tonight.
Dale Hawkins, 1957, a little song called Heaven, and that's off his Oh Susie Q LP that he put out. That's one of those songs back in the 50s, you roll your windows down and play it out loud so everybody can hear it. That's one of those good songs. I like that one. The Bobettes before that, You Are My Sweetheart, on the Atlantic label out of 1959. A song that didn't chart, but real good sound by them. I like that one a lot, too. So there's not much I don't like out of the 50s. And before that, Jody Miller, 1971, her version of He's So Fine. Went up to number 53 on the pop charts and number 5 on the country charts. She did a lot of covers of songs and had a good career and did some of her own stuff also. Okay, we got to go. Thanks for listening to us today on the BRC Radio Show. We're brought to you each week out of Birmingham, Alabama, and sponsored by the Birmingham Record Collectors. So, but we always end with a instrumental song. We got one today. This is the Rolling Stones on their first LP, England's newest hit makers. They did a little song called Now I Have a Witness, and that's what we're going to play here. And I hope you enjoy it too. But thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time on BRC Radio.